for 10 minutes with C2 Family. Stay tuned for intentional tools and tips that'll impact your family today.
Welcome to 10 Minutes with C2 Family. As we're sitting in our newly decorated recording studio, looking out over the beautiful day, we are ready to tackle the topic of what's at stake for families.
What's amazing, Danielle, is that this is a difficult topic, and it shouldn't be. But it's difficult because so many people have and are still trying to redefine what family is, you know, what family looks like, and really how we're supposed to live. And it seems like that there are a lot of opinions out there, and we really feel like that in these opinions that they're forcing their views on Christians and on believers about a new definition, and we're supposed to accept a new definition, almost to the point of, and sometimes I feel like we're being bullied into believing that what we used to believe and what truth was, we're being bullied into something that's been corrupted. And, you know, it really frustrates me to the point where, you know, we got to speak about this because it's important.
I could see that frustration, Bill. One of our first aha moments was when we were invited to a step family summit conducted by Family Life. We were in the middle of a discussion on family when they posted on the screen a picture of a Google search and told us that 68 million times a month people search for what is family.
So we decided, or in fact, I'll go back there with you, Danielle, as I'm sitting here thinking about this, that I remember you and I looked at each other and we were asking ourselves a question. We were asking, you know, why are 68 million people going to Google to understand what is family? I mean, do we not know? Have we gone that far? Have we lost our way that much where we don't know what family is? And why do we go to Google? Is that where people are finding truth? That's pretty crazy when you think about it.
Truth can be found only in God's Word. So today, as we were preparing for the topic of what's at stake for family, we decided to see what Google had to say now. And what we found were articles differing in opinion on what the definition of family is, but one of the most interesting was one found in the New York Times Learning Network. It was an article titled "A Normal Family" by Lisa Belkin. And she stated that statistically, it's no longer a mother and a father and their biological children living together under one roof, and certainly not with dad going off to work and mom staying home. She said that although perception and acceptance often lag behind reality, there is evidence that a new definition of family is emerging.
And the article continues, and it talks about the trends of this new defined family as more unmarried couples raising children, more gay and lesbian couples raising children, more single women having children without a male partner to help raise them, more people living together without getting married, and more mothers of young children working outside the home, and it continues.
We realize that this wasn't a definition of family at all, but a realization that we are broken. And it was really a list of the brokenness that the world wants us to accept as normal.
You know, so what's at stake for our families is accepting this is normal. Accepting brokenness is that's the way families are, and that's the way we're supposed to live. And that's simply not true. So what's at stake is, mom and dads, is that if you accept brokenness and you continue to live in brokenness, then you know, we're potentially going to pass that brokenness on to the next generation and the generations that follow. So we want to encourage you that brokenness is really not where God wants us to live. And Danielle and I really understand brokenness. We went through a period of our life where we were broken as well. Our marriage was broken. Our family was broken. We were living in pain. We were living in confusion. We had generational stuff that we needed to work through. And so we know about that brokenness, but we also know about God's redemption. We also know that God's heart and his character is to give and to redeem and restore, and he really wants us to live in more abundance. He wants us, because of his heart and character, to give us this abundance to live in.
So we've determined that it's not a marriage issue, it's not an intolerance issue, it's not a racial issue, it's really a truth issue. Do you believe God and what he says about family or not?
That's a great point, because I think that fundamentally that's the question. I mean, do you believe in God? If you believe in God, do you believe that His ways are better than our ways? So if you do, so if you're shaking your head or you're in agreement that you believe in God and you believe that His ways are better than our ways, then, you know, we got to go to His Word and see, what does God say about family? You know, first of all, I want to help us all understand that God's family created family from the very beginning. So the creator of all things, the creator of the universe and everything that's in it, was created by God's family, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, created all things. And in the middle of all this creation, He also created family. So if you go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, it says that God said, "Let us, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, make mankind in our image and in our likeness, and let them have complete authority over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the beast, over all the earth, and over everything that creeps upon the earth." So God created man, or mankind, in His own image, and in the image and likeness of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them. And then in verse 28, He says, "Then God blessed them. And He said to the male and female, to go be fruitful, to multiply, to fill the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over everything that I've created." So He created family. God's family created family, male and female, and gave them a charge to go have dominion over all things. So there was a purpose, a greater purpose, for God's creation of a family. So at the very root, at the very beginning, God created a man, God created a woman for a greater purpose.
And that's what family is. Now, you may not be in that situation right now, regardless of the form of your family, single moms, single dads, and even some mom and dad families that may not be living in that abundance, can make a decision today to go back to God's truth and allow His truth to wash over our brokenness.
So we want to encourage you. What's at stake for you, mom and dads? What's at stake for families is accepting a bad definition of a family, accepting brokenness, and then passing that brokenness down to the generations. I can tell you this, I don't want my children living in brokenness. I want my kids to live in God's intent for the family, as a male and a female, to be married into a covenant, to have children, to raise them up in a home that honors God, that seeks God in all things, and lives in the abundance, which really is where we're going to find the real peace, the real joy for our families that God intended us to live in. They're going to find that in wholeness, in redemption, in God's plan for family, not in accepting the brokenness, the lies of the world, and the so many different definitions out there about family are just not true.
So the great news is there is a better way, and we can share that with our families regardless of where we are. So let C2 Family come alongside you with resources and more information on this and other topics regarding the family. You can find those resources at c2family.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at C2 Family News, or like our Facebook page, C2 Family. So see to it and be blessed.